That was the sound of Meteor jet fighters roaring above the street in salute.
And here in Bridgnorth, this ancient high street of timbered buildings is fluttering gaily with flags, curling and unfurling in the sunlight. At one end, in the middle of the road, is the Old Town Hall, built, I'm told, for £40 in 1652, and at the other end is the magnificent North Gate with the flag of the RAF flying above it. And the street is crowded with people on all sides. It is, of course, a week of celebration here, with fetes, firework displays, pageants, processions, and the searchlight tattoo. And it marks over 10 years' association between the RAF and the town. For it was way back in November 1939 that the station first came here. Then it was only a temporary one for training recruits. But the war soon found it playing a permanent role, and what a varied history it's had. Transit camp with thousands of troops passing through, WAF training depot, navigation school, many of the navigators in the night bombing raids on Germany were trained here, and now again it's back to training recruits. And in that time it's become an integral part in the life of the town, and in 1947 was adopted by the borough. Now today we've had the band playing as the parade has formed in front of the dais, and the mayor, Councillor M.A. Banks, in his red robes and sable collar, has welcomed the commanding officer, Group Captain G.J. L. Reed, with senior officers of the services and the mayors and other civic representatives of many Shropshire towns. Soon now we shall hear the RAF buglers sounding a fanfare and the mayor making his presentation speech. Later, the mayor will hand to the commanding officer the presentation scroll contained in a beautifully carved oak casket bearing the seal of the borough and enamel engravings of the town hall and the unit badge of the RAF Bridgnorth.
We, the people of the borough of Bridgnorth, extend to all visitors and guests a cordial greeting on this great occasion. Today, we in Bridgnorth are pleased to witness the addition of yet another page to the proud history of this Royal Borough when there is conferred on the Royal Air Force Bridgnorth the title, honour and privilege of entry into this borough on all ceremonial occasions with bayonets fixed, drums beating and colours flying. In the name of the burgesses of this ancient borough, I express the wish that this conferment will establish for all times the high regard we have for the Royal Air Force Bridgnorth, and unite even further the high ideals inscribed below the Bridgnorth seal and the unit badge of the Royal Air Force Bridgnorth.
And this is how Group Captain Reed, officer commanding the station, replied.
Aldermen and councillors, ladies and gentlemen, I have very great pleasure in accepting, on behalf of Royal Air Force Bridgnorth, the casket containing the scroll which bestows for all time on your own Royal Air Force Station of Bridgnorth the freedom of entry to your borough. I note from the scroll that we are now entitled to march through your borough with drums beating, bayonets fixed, and colours flying. This honour that you now give us can come second only to that of receiving the colour of His Majesty the King. The latter is an honour which has not yet been bestowed upon us. May I assure you, Your Worship, and all your citizens, that to display His Majesty's colour in your borough will be considered a very proud occasion for Royal Air Force Bridgnorth, and we shall take the very first opportunity of doing this should His Majesty honour us with his colour.